Welcome to another edition of Hardcore Rules, starring yours truly, Mr. Internacional. What is up, everybody? Today is Monday, March the 20-somethingth. I think it's the end of the month, and I don't know where the fuck this year is flying. I thought last year flew by. Man, 2021 has... Or 2020 has nothing on 2021, does it? I mean... I forget it. You know what I'm trying to say. The year's going fast. Just believe me. That is why you have to seize every day and stop waiting for shit to do tomorrow. Stop waiting to fulfill your dreams tomorrow, or to ask that girl out tomorrow, or get that dream job tomorrow, right? Because tomorrow turns into next week, turns into next month, turns into next year, and next thing you know, you're dead. So pretty relaxing day today. I took it easy. Business has been slow, as I mentioned, but no big. I think it's just the calm before the very positive storm of new clients and business. And today I just kind of like went to the gym. Gym's gradually picking up a bit here at the LA Fitness in Woodland Hills. You know, more and more people are coming, but still pretty sparse. Like, I'm enjoying working out again because, man, before COVID, the gym was getting to a point where I literally... right before all the gyms closed last March, I remember doing a tour of the Equinox gym down the street because I was getting so... It was just getting so crowded at the LA Fitness Signature, and it was attracting like a different clientele, like I think from up in Chatsworth. No offense to Chatsworth people, but it was a younger crowd that was, you know, kids walking around without their shirts on and not wiping down machines or putting weights away. Like, it was kind of like taking its toll on that gym. So I actually decided to maybe visit the Equinox, but then the Equinox, as nice as it was, I don't know, kind of had a very dark, it had a bit of a dark energy to it because the gym itself is kind of like dark inside. So it kind of, for me, I didn't feel like good energy. So anyways, here we are back at the LA Signature, LA Fitness Signature. And actually, it's kind of like it was before, you know, there's a good quality crowd there. People aren't acting like buffoons, so I'm happy about that. So you know, today was relaxing, and I'm looking at a, like I said yesterday, in an investment opportunity. So I finally had the chance to go into Hidden Hills. I've been wanting to go to Hidden Hills and check out that neighborhood for a while now, like over a year, maybe a year and a half, because I've always been curious what's behind those pearly gates. And you know, all these celebrities live there, from like The Weeknd, who's selling his, I don't know if he sold it yet, but man, his house is on the market for like, I think 25 or 29 million. Yeah, kind of all the celebrities live there, from, you know, I think Dwayne Wade just bought a house there. Some billionaires live there. Kim Kardashian, you know, hedge fund managers, probably Kardashians live there. A lot of basketball players. Who else? There's a ton. You can Google it. Google who lives in Hidden Hills. You'll see a whole litany of famous people. So it's kind of, it kind of turned into the enclave of, you know, who's who. But I finally got to go back there. I'd always been curious, like, what are the homes like back there? And to be honest with you, the homes are, they're not like these mega mansions you'll see in some areas of town. Don't get me wrong, they have some tremendously big, they do have some mega mansions. I shouldn't use that term. They do have mega mansions there, no doubt. They just don't have these, how shall I put it? They don't have these like crazy looking ones. Like all the huge homes they're making, they seem to conform to the same look. I'm not sure if that's because of some sort of building restriction where they have to look a certain way, or the HOA requires all the homes to look in exactly a certain mode. But all the newer homes that are being constructed there, on the old, you know, on the lots where there were older homes, all these newer homes kind of have the look to them. And some of them are huge. Don't get me wrong. These are like 10, 15,000 square foot homes with like horse lot. They're all horse acreage, right? So like they have space for your horses, and they're all 1, 2, 3 acre lots. So they're huge, and the homes are huge too. I guess what I was trying to babble on and say is that they're not these mega mansions that look crazy. They don't have these crazy, opulent, eccentric designs like you'll see elsewhere in the city. So, but it was cool. It was nice being back up in there, actually, because, you know, you see people walking around with their horses, and there's definitely like a more private vibe to it. I guess that's why they call it Hidden Hills. So it was nice. So as I had mentioned, I was looking at investing in a property over there, and what's interesting is we're gonna leave, and then the guy I was with, he's like, well, hey, didn't you want to see where Kim Kardashian lives? And I thought, well, not really, but since we're here, so we ended up driving to the back there and passed by her place, and of course that's like baller status, really nice place. But anyways, that was my field trip today, because, you know, I don't like being behind a desk, so I got to be out in the quote-unquote field a little bit. So that was my day today. You know, it's funny, the temperature here gets hot real quick. Like, it was like a few days ago, you literally had to have the heater on, long pants, jacket, and today I think we were in the mid 80s where I had to wear shorts and a t-shirt and was already sweating again. So, you know, let's see how hot the summer gets. But unfortunately, as much as I keep jonesing to go back to the Philippines or wherever, it looks like things are starting to take a step backwards somehow, which I feel like we're in backwards land, because every time you think things are getting better, they take a turn for the worse. And this time I thought for sure things would get tremendously better because of the bare fact that, well, there are a whole bunch of vaccines out there and lots of people are getting them. And so you'd think we could only trend in one direction. But now it turns out there's I don't know who it was at the CDC's, like, saying we may be passing some critical point where things could go downhill and be to some sort of catastrophic levels with this whole COVID thing. And I'm like, huh? How the fuck is that gonna happen? I mean, is it just because of these assholes going on spring break? But yeah, so I'm curious what that is. Is it because of the variant? I don't know. Nowadays I don't watch the news long enough to really get all the details, because I just don't want to even mess my mind up with that shit. But yesterday or 2 days ago, I heard that the Philippines shut down, like, is it Manila, maybe? They shut down like a city with 25 million people, like lockdown status again. And I was like, man, what is going on? I thought, you know, just when we had all this grip on things, even the Philippines, I thought, you know, man, I'm going to be buying my tickets to go there in no time. And now things are going backwards. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So it makes me appreciate all the traveling I got to get out of my system over the years, right? Because, you know, these are some prime years for me, in my opinion. And I'm like, man, I can't imagine having planned some significant trips that I waited my whole life for these couple of weeks, months, years rather, only to find myself kind of landlocked within the USA. So that's that. What's going on with you guys today? It's Monday, so I'm sure you guys have started your weeks off well, and hopefully you've taken some things to heart, which is you relaxed on Sunday and you did some you time, because that's so important. So since not a lot happened today, I thought maybe we would talk a little bit about some of the goings on in society. So today, the trial of that cop that killed George Floyd last year, that's the incident in which the police officer was kneeling on the neck of that guy who was accused of, I think, trying to pass off a fake $20 bill or whatever. That's the incident which sparked the riots and protests across the country in outrage. And I'm surprised the trial started so fast. You know, I know it's been many months, but, you know, usually these things take forever and things get continued and whatever. So surprisingly, the trial started today. I watched a little bit of the coverage on the news. So I guess what's coming out now is the officer, he knelt on the guy's neck for actually not 8 minutes and change, but actually over 9 minutes
as though the 8 minutes wasn't bad enough. So what I thought was interesting is, I guess the judge in this case has allowed the defense team to bring up George Floyd's possible drug use or history of drug use, something like that, which I was kind of surprised to hear that, because generally speaking, you're not allowed to, as you know, when it comes to what's called the rules of federal or the federal rules of evidence, you're not supposed to or not allowed to bring up somebody's prior bad acts to prove that they've done anything bad in a new case. So, for example, let's say you had punched somebody in the nose in 2010 and broke their nose. Generally speaking, if you're up on trial on assault battery, the other side can't bring up the fact that you broke somebody's nose 10 years ago to prove that you broke somebody's nose this time. And they do this so that people aren't prejudiced, and not in a racial aspect, but they're not prejudiced in the sense that they paint somebody as being like a thug in front of the jury, because shit happens, and just because you had to fight somebody and break their nose 10 years ago, it doesn't mean you did it this time. And they don't want people to have that paintbrush with such a broad stroke getting labeled. And I know the situation's a bit different here, because he's not the this is actually a criminal trial, right? It's not a civil trial. But some of these rules still apply. But nonetheless, I was a little bit surprised to hear the judge allowed that. But we'll see where it goes. So it is interesting that this whole thing is kind of like rearing its head again. Man, and if they don't convict this officer, I tend to wonder if it's gonna trigger, riots all over again. It might. The family did get something like, they just recently settled with the city for, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the to the tune of like $28 million. So obviously the city felt, I'm not sure if the city felt they just needed to get this behind them, and or they felt super guilty about the whole thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's right there on video, right? So that's one of the goings on today, as well as the whole, going backwards on COVID. So that's kind of it. I know I had more to talk to you guys about today, but I guess now that I'm lying here feeling tired, it's not coming to me. It's not coming to me at all. But all right. Nonetheless, I always promise you all a token of, or nugget of information, or some sort of lesson. And so, with that being said, my lesson for tonight is this: always take a chance. And you've heard me talk about this many times. It's easy to sit back and postpone taking chances to tomorrow. But even if you don't want to take big risks, at least start with the small ones. And sorry if I have like a little bit of a lisp. Just these Invisalign. This where I am with my Invisaligners is kind of like giving me more of a lisp recently. So bear with me. But you can do things in your comfort zone incrementally. And so last year I decided, I'm just kind of being complacent. Let me live a simple life. And I wasn't really taking risks financially. And you've heard me talk a lot about it recently, because it's been on my mind recently. I wanted this, I saw like a dream house I wanted, and it was going to be too much of a stretch for me, and it kind of lit a fire under my ass for the first time in a long time. Because the kind of work I do, and I was just so tired of like I was tired so tired of so many things. I just wanted to have a simple, peaceful life, and I didn't really want to accumulate all this wealth and this and that and the other. I just thought it was going to bring too many headaches. But when I see all these home prices going up, and I see what I think is my dream home going up beyond my reach, it kind of hit home, because I've fortunately, thankfully, always been somebody that has literally almost, I think, always gotten what I wanted. And this is the first time I kind of didn't. And instead of like feeling down in the dumps, it kind of put a bit of a fire under me, where all of a sudden, like, I find myself investing in Bitcoin doing these other, like investing these other financial instruments and trying to get creative with how to promote my business more. And I haven't really had that desire in a long time. Like I've just been on cruise control doing the same thing for a few years, and I've been happy with it. Let's be very clear. I've been happy with it because I was happy with that status quo. But very recently, I've just decided, you know what, man? This one life you get to live. Why not start taking more chances and start pushing the envelope a little bit, right? And yeah, you know, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. And but for my aptitude, I wasn't taking any risks. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm not going to take big risks, but I'm going to start taking risks, period. And I'm going to start putting myself out there more and pushing a bit harder. And I know the universe will meet me more than halfway, and the universe will give me way more than I'm even asking for, because that's just how it always works. So Bitcoin, by the way, is back on its rise. Last week it was, bumbling along around 52, 53, even 51,000, and in the last 2 days it's gone up tremendously. It's got back to like 57, 58,000. And that's the beautiful thing about Bitcoin. It does this. So you kind of it's almost easy to know when to jump in on what they call a dip. So last little week or so was a dip, and sure enough, I was loading up on it, and now it's back on its run, exploding up again. So easy returns, right? So I'm happy about that. But my communication to you tonight is about, force yourself to take some risks. Like, if you're super comfortable in your life right now, no problem, man. You don't have to do it. But there's got to be something, I'm sure there's something in your life that you think could be better. And are you asking yourself, well, if it could be better, what steps am I taking to make it better? What am I doing to make it better? And if you're not doing anything at all, then man, you got to check yourself. Like, why not? Why aren't you? Like, this is your life to live the most perfect life you can ever have. And what are you waiting for? So go out there, take some chances, ask that guy out, or apply for that to that school you didn't think you could get into. Whatever, man. Apply to that job. You think you're good looking? Fuck, send in some headshots to some modeling agency. Why not? So that's all I wanted to leave you guys with tonight. Pretty regular, quiet day as we get hot and hotter here in Woodland Hills. But take it easy, guys, and thanks for tuning in. I will talk to you guys on the next one.